We had to greet Heil Hitler, you know. This was our greeting because the Nazis insisted that our greeting should be Heil Hitler when you meet somebody. When you meet your friends, your relatives, or the people in the village, this is what we were taught. But we never did it, you know. I mean, we had to do it sometime. But when our teacher came to school, the first thing was we say Heil Hitler. But when we were out in the street and meet our neighbors or anyone else, we wouldn't say that, even though we had to. I remember one occasion we were all out on the break, and a car came through with some Nazis, and we didn't greet him. And he went right to our school, and he was really rough on our teacher, because when we came back to school, we all got it too, you know. He could at least have done it to strangers when they come in the hospital, because he got it for it, you know. So I just remember, it was stupid, you know. Why cry? Hi, Hitler. I mean, after all, we love to say good morning, good noon, or whatever, you know, but hi, Hitler just didn't make any sense. So we wouldn't do it because it made no sense. You know?
And you're talking about when you were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, we had to do it all during the war till the last day.
Do you remember hearing, as you got older and living in Germany, about the concentration camps?
No, never heard anything about it.
So you didn't know about that until you got over here?
After the war, you know.
Then it was, yeah,
because you heard about it. But my parents, with so many of us in the family, and children talk. When they hear something, they go out and talk. And so my parents never, ever talked about it. Hitler or anything like that, politics. They never talked about it. And I think that was partly because if they would say the wrong thing, children go and talk, you know, and before you knew, somebody came to your house. That's where a lot of people got arrested, because they were not careful when they talked about party. So because of that, it's quite different for those of us who lived in farms, in villages, maybe about 50 families. Some of them were a little bigger, some of them even smaller. Even though a lot of people were drafted and they were fighting in the war, and they were killed in the war, there was never a whole lot of talking about it.
Do you recall neighbors near you that were arrested and taken away?
No. I must say, nobody from our village was arrested. People over here that lived in cities, it was a different story, because in the city, people don't live as close-knit families. You know, and they would say they had to be very, very careful that when you were in a restaurant, that you would never know who was sitting on the next table, because if you say the wrong thing, then you may get arrested. So they had to be very careful and not talk about politics.